another podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. Small Business Consulting to Go is a monthly discussion with Executive Editor Greg LaFollette and nationally recognized accounting software expert Doug Slater. These highly sought-after thought leaders discuss the tricks and techniques used by the profession's top-performing small business accounting consultants. Learn what's hot and what's not as they cover QuickBooks, Peachtree, Microsoft Accounting, and the myriad of add-ons that make small businesses work better and help them be more profitable.
Hi, Greg LaFollette, Intersection Live, recording today episode 8 of Small Business Consulting to Go with our regular guest and industry expert, widely known as Mr. QuickBooks, and really a lot more than that, Mr. Small Business Consulting, the man that that runs the Slater Group, my friend and a regular columnist for the CPA Technology Advisor, Doug Slater, calling in from your shack out on Oahu, right?
That's right. Good to talk to you, Greg.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, what would happen if we weren't here?
Exactly. The economy out there would just slow right down.
Yeah, if a tree falls in the forest and you're not there, you know.
Exactly. If a dollar is spent in the state and you're not there, does it really count? That's a little bit like Amazon and their sales tax in New York. Well, it's a whole other show, though. Actually, it might be a little bit like what we're talking about today. We're going to talk today about POS, point of sale, a very, very hot item for all of your retailer clients. And when I say you, I'm obviously talking to all of our listeners who are practicing public accountants and consultants and in many cases actually some small businesses too. So if you have clients in the retail space, you should be interested in this. If you don't have clients in the retail space, you should also be interested in this because you're going to at some point. So just a couple of things to keep in mind. First of all, remember as we're going through our podcast today, we aim for around 45 minutes and we try to respect your time. So that's the first thing. As Doug and we have a guest coming on a little bit later, and as we're going through and we talk about different things, different websites, different product names and telephone numbers or things like that, don't worry about scrambling for a pencil. You can simply go to our website, CPA Technology Advisor. That's CPA Tech Advisor or CPATA.com, either one, and click on Intersection Live. Look at the show notes for this particular podcast, which is episode 8 of Small Business Consulting to Go. We have a whole family of podcasts. And this is one of the more popular of our podcasts, and that's mostly thanks to Doug's expertise. But you can click on there, and we will have in those show notes all of that information, so no need to fret. Also, we record, as we are recording today, live on TalkShoe. We also announce that beforehand, and if any of you would like to come and join us, we will be recording episode 9 on June 24th at 11 a.m. Central Daylight Time, and we're going to be talking about that whole web store, the commerce part of that, how you set up the whole the credit card process, all of that stuff, right, Doug?
Yes, web store, shopping cart.
Right. And that's not for the faint of heart, correct?
No, there's quite a bit to it, but boy, is it fun from the, well, at least if you like me and love doing consulting around this kind of stuff, it's such an incredible thing to be able to help a client all of a sudden start selling online. So that's right. Kind of what we're going to talk about.
Yep, and when you have a client that wakes up in the morning and logs onto the web and sees how much money he made overnight while he was sleeping, you got a happy client, right?
Yeah, all of a sudden the light bulb goes on.
Exactly. This is good stuff. But today we're going to talk specifically about point of sale, and this is an area where where many, many small businesses, lots of very small businesses in that retail, they've got a retail side, they got maybe a service side, they got maybe a website, so they need actually all of these things. But the point of sale is pretty interesting. Originally, people thought they were going to do that just with QuickBooks, and then a bunch of different people started coming out of the woodwork with different add-ons. There's lots of different considerations in this area. So we're gonna kind of go through that. We don't have we took last month off, and Doug, thank you for giving me the month off. As you know, I was in Brazil for the month, and my telephone didn't reach back here, so I couldn't possibly do any podcasts. And I appreciate the time off. We didn't have any questions to deal with during the month, but this month, if you happen to have questions, you wanna call us and leave a voicemail for us, we'll certainly answer those. We occasionally just play them on the show and get back to them and answer them. The number for our voicemail box is 800-456-0864, and our extension is 2106. So again, that's 800-456-0864, and the extension is 2106. So now that I got all of that stuff out of the way, Doug, let's talk a little bit about kind of set the stage for this this whole idea of point of sale and help us understand where we're going to go with this.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks, Greg. I hope you had a great vacation, because it was sort of vacation, right? You were doing some Goodwill tour with is it the Rotary?
Yeah, I was. I led a Rotary group study exchange. I had five young professionals there, and it was a great time. And we'll do a whole show on that sometime.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to retail, maybe down in Brazil, they'll have some retail shops there that we can go do some consulting on your next trip. How about that?
That'll work.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, what I wanted to kind of get to is today is the whole area of the small retailer. I mean, anything from like a little car wash to a little dress shop, shoe shop, shirt shop, convenience store, those kind of businesses are all running, point-of-sale systems. And the overwhelming majority of those small businesses also use QuickBooks. And so at this leader group, we kind of look at, what our members are running into in the field, and that is a lot of QuickBooks clients. And then when it comes to their point-of-sale system, if they're running these old, Casio registers that just, print out a receipt but don't have any electronic sort of bookkeeping interface, that to me just represents a huge ripe area for the consultant to go in and really transform that business into, all of a sudden being able to track their inventory and in real time and do
sure.
multi-store tracking of what's where and, really kind of almost take with some of these products that are coming out, take the large, almost this department store-like retail systems all the way down to their business with all the features that they would need for gift cards and, gift certificates, those sorts of things. And we can actually go in for a relatively small dollar figure for that small business. I mean, their hardware and software investment is going to be down, probably under $2,000 to get started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Just under $2,000 to get started with the software, whatever hardware you need. And you're up and running. Of course, then there's, the consulting to install. You're going to add that too. But the point is, we're talking 2 to, let's say, even 5,000 compared to, 50,000 for some of these other systems that have been out there for years. So it's compelling, and it represents to me a real ripe area for specialization. I kind of look out in our network for the people who want to specialize in this. And for anyone listening, if if this is an area you've had experience in the past or whatever, you should really consider, you know, specializing. One thing I've always told people is don't try to dabble in point of sale. This QuickBooks point of sale product that we're going to talk a little bit about today, which is an Intuit product, connects right into QuickBooks to do all the accounting transactions and, you know, and cash updating and all that stuff.
Sure.
But this QuickBooks point of sale, I mean, it's I won't say it's complicated, but there's a lot to it. Maybe I'm being, you know, double-edged there, but
right.
You have to understand what you're trying to achieve. So you can't just go in and say, well, I'm good with software, or I'm good with accounting, or I understand, and just go, you know, wave your magic hands and it just works.
Right.
To really help that business owner look at their systems, go get it installed, get it configured right, you know, take it live on a schedule and that sort of thing.
Well, Doug, let me back you up just a little bit. Help me understand how I recognize when a client needs. I mean, there's obviously some overhead. I guess there's some fault or all that you have to go through to have a POS system. How much stuff do I have to be selling? What's the point at which I need to go, you know what? It's not enough. I got to have a POS system now. I've got, you know, X dollars in sales, or I've got this many units, or this many customers, or this many transactions. How do I recognize kind of where that is? How do I quantify the pain?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, I'm going to actually have our guest comment a little bit on that one too, if you don't mind, because that's the type of thing that, you know, if you just start splitting out, you know, everybody needs it. No, that's not going to work. You need to get to that client, understand what they're doing, understand their pain. Part of this is sales. You know, anytime you're going to sell something, which has to do with the client buying some stuff to make their life better, you have to focus on what is the pain that the client is in. And so in the retail space, the pain they might be in is, well, first of all, inventory. If you think about the small gift shop doesn't know how to reliably keep in stock. Let's take something pretty simple to think about, the gift cards, greeting cards.
Sure.
Okay, so there's how many different styles and SKUs and whatever that, and they run out of one, and they want to make sure that they don't, and they want to be in control of reordering that. Now, it does turn out that in many cases, and maybe gifts these cards is a good example, the vendors who sell those to the small business will keep you stocked. But, you know, as the business owner, you want to control your inventory levels. And if you don't have a way of tracking it and knowing that you've sold this, then you're nowhere. I mean, it's just so labor intensive. The other pain is, how do you know if you're being ripped off? You know,
oh, sure.
You know, if you don't really know what's been sold and by SKU number and whether the counts equal up, I mean, you've really got a problem there that you can't even yet measure. So, I mean, that's just two of them. And we'll talk with Leslie a little bit and see if she's got some other good tips for our consultants in the audience.
Okay, well, you've piqued my interest now. We've talked about a guest, and now we've told our listeners that her name is Leslie. Why don't you introduce your guest? Tell me why you've got this this guest here, and while you're doing that, I'll go make sure that we're ready to bring her in.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, so I've asked Leslie Cappicetti to come in. She's a member of the Sleater Group Network. She's been a practicing accountant for many, many years. She's really focused. She's that person I'm talking about who decided, hey, I see the opportunity in retail. I know what I'm doing there. I'm good with QuickBooks. I'm going to go focus on retail. So Leslie actually wrote a book for the Sleater Group.
I've seen her name on some of this documentation. So she's we've kind of gone right to the top on this.
Yeah, she's kind of the queen of the point of sale. So
she's, hey, Larry, you're learning from me, Doug. You're going out finding people smarter than yourself, huh?
Absolutely, that's the only way to go.
Well, it's a lot easier for me than it is for you.
Oh, right. So, Leslie, are you with us?
I think she is.
Hey, Leslie. Yeah, hi, good afternoon, guys.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, well, such a build-up, Doug.
No, I know. We just build you all up now.
Oh, yeah,
now
yeah.
You're going to even outrun that.
Leslie, thanks very much for carving some time out. I know that your schedule is busy, and we appreciate your giving us some time at Small Business Consulting to go. And I know our listeners are anxious to listen to you answer the questions that Mr. Sleater so artfully dodged.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, if I could just jump in sort of, Doug, and expand a little bit on, you know, what you guys were talking about, which is, you know, let's start from a consultant standpoint, you know, why pursue this, you know, the retail segment? And, I, you know, I'll give you insight into what my thinking was. And, Doug, you hit the nail on the head. You know, for those of us who have been sort of operating in the QuickBooks universe for years, I truly believe, like you do, that specializing, I think, in any industry is really where it's at. So in my particular geographic area, well, you know, in the Northeast, there's a lot of downtown areas, a lot of independent retailers. You know, we certainly have our malls where you've got the chain retailers, but if I just sort of stood and looked at the, you know, makeup of the businesses where I am, there's a lot of small independent retailers. So starting from that standpoint, starting truly from the perspective of respecting what Intuit does and saying that if they're going to go into this market, they see an opportunity. And so if they see an opportunity, then it must be that there's something worthwhile there, you know, to pursue. You know, and just the numbers, just to give you guys some background, and, you know, this is information that I've got anecdotally, you know, there's like 24, 25 million small businesses, right? And about 4 million of these businesses across the country are retail. And so out of that 4 million retailers, you know, there's a small percentage that strictly sell online, but the vast majority of them sell in a physical location. And most of them have, you know, either one or two locations. Actually, I'd probably say the large majority of them just operate out of one single location. So, you know, you add that, just the sheer numbers, with the fact, and Doug, you mentioned this, really many of them struggle with keeping track of inventory. So in isolation, inventory may not mean a lot, but for a smaller retailer, keeping track of inventory can be really the difference between surviving and not. There's, you know, issues, you're right, of you know, shrinkage and losing, you know, not keeping track if you're getting ripped off. But what most retailers, and this has been a learning process for me, is that they end up losing their businesses because they overbuy, because they truly do not know what they have in stock. And
right. Or maybe they even let the vendors who are selling them.
That's right.
They let them overstock them because they need the money that month or whatever.
That's right, and it's a dangerous proposition, right? I mean, the incentive for these manufacturers' reps is to get you to buy.
Absolutely.
Your incentive as that business owner is to buy smart and
keep,
maybe
keep
not.
Keep your money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Right, and so the ability to really understand what's moving, what's not, you know, you're making much more intelligent buying decisions. So, Greg, you mentioned initially, you know, at what point is there enough pain that a retailer would consider purchasing the point of sale? Well, honestly, if a retailer is going to decide to go to a Costco or some, you know, superstore and buy a register, right, that's worth, you know, worth anything in terms of, you know, being able to ring in sales, they're probably spending close to $1,000 for just that register.
Just
and
for the
getting that all up and
that's
running.
Right.
So for the entry level point of sale, you can get for like $1,100, $1,200.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would venture to say there's very few circumstances, really, where a small mom-and-pop store, it wouldn't make sense for them to really consider this, because they're not only getting the inventory piece, they're also getting, let me step back, for many of these independent retailers, really their niche is that they can give personal service. That's really what they're built on. You know, many of them, they can't compete with the superstores on pricing and so on. So
sure.
The reason why somebody local would go into that store, it's for that service. And so to add on to the inventory, it's the tracking of the customer information. And what you can do, this is like a little mini CRM as well. Once you capture customer information, you can actually do email blasts from the software. You can look at what somebody has bought or not purchased. And you can do targeted mailings and marketing.
So when does the POS end and the CRM begin?
It really is all one. So in other words, if I purchased at a retail that was using this software, I can, as the retail, I collect the person's name that's making that purchase, and I create like a database and a history of everything that that customer has purchased. So if you think about a high-end, you know, clothing boutique that you want to keep track of, you know, maybe a certain type of designer that I like. You can keep track of my children's names, their sizes, and so on. It's sort of all built in to the process of making that sale.
Plus
so
the
again,
gift certificates
it's the, go ahead, Doug.
Oh, well, plus that gift certificates and loyalty programs
right.
that allow you to actually recognize when somebody's purchase something in advance or wants to purchase something. I mean, Greg, your point on where does CRM end with this, and for the small retailer, this is probably the CRM they want, because they're not going to separately do CRM activities if all of their business happens through the register.
That's exactly right. And so I've seen in the high-end boutique stores, if they're using a regular cash register, someplace in an Excel spreadsheet, they're having to separately keep in that information, because for many of these folks, really understanding what that client needs is critical. So, you know, the price point for this solution is amazing, honestly, compared to other solutions. And to Doug's point of getting, it's not necessarily, you know, you buy it on the shelf and it's really easy. You could do it on your own. The value add that folks that consult, like I do, is that you can get this thing from the beginning to get set up properly, and they really can use this, you know, to take their business. And you know, some folks have said to me that they are looking at information from their business that they've never even seen before, that they never even understood.
So if we're looking at this, Leslie, just as a real broad brush, you've got, you know, $1,000 or $1,200 for a piece of hardware, a cash register. You got another equal amount for the software, and then I've got that pesky consulting fee. Where's that going to be?
You know, I would say you add another $1,200 to $1,500 on top of that baseline for a single store.
So it's equal thirds.
It's equal thirds.
Okay.
Yeah, but to step back, really, if you bought the computer, the $1,200 that I mentioned is the software and the point of sale hardware.
Ah, okay.
All you need to do is bring the computer,
Yeah. And
you need just a basic computer to run this software.
I see. Okay.
So the hardware piece is like a cash drawer that dings
right.
when it opens, that connects
yep.
to your serial port.
Or a little receipt printer, a barcode scanner.
Right.
And a credit card swipe.
Okay. So let's kind of run through those things for me. What's your punch list? As a consultant, what kinds of questions do you ask me when I call and say, I think I need point of sale because I'm losing control? How do you go through that? What are the things that as the consultant should be talking to small businesses about?
Yeah, so, you know, usually when we get a call, someone is in some stage of crisis that they need to, you know, let me step back. I mean, they may have been looking at other solutions. I can tell you that the folks at Intuit are doing an incredible job now at getting the product out in the marketplace, the you know, the visibility of it. So a lot of folks will call us and basically want us to demonstrate how it works. And so when we go on site or we remotely do a demo, we will actually ask them to tell us, you know, obviously what kind of business is it, the kinds of things that they sell. You know, we ask them, you know, how do you feel about your inventory control? And that's always, always the best question to lead with, because they'll always come back with, you know, they're never 100% comfortable with the whole inventory process. You know, if you ask them, you know, do you know what you've paid, what kind of price increases you've had from vendors for the items that you stock? They likely cannot really answer you to know over time, you know, what's been, you know, the kind of margin that they're actually making on the items that they sell. So, you know, we try to talk about the basic business metrics that they should know, and it kind of reveals to them that they probably don't have a handle on the things that they need to, you know, the number of turns in their inventory. So we pretty much start from that standpoint, and then lead into just showing how, with this solution, they can start getting to that, you know, that information. And others will tell you that they spend crazy amounts of time at the end of the day closing out the store, because sure, likely doing their end of day routines like by hand. And so the other piece to this point of sale, which we've kind of touched upon, is the fact that it totally integrates with the general ledger. So that at the end of a day, they're not having to hand re-enter all their day's activities into their accounting software, which, as Doug mentioned, most of them are using QuickBooks. So it's a huge time saver. They're going to get accuracy in their accounting so that they're not spending crazy money at the end of the year having somebody redo their books before they can file, you know, tax returns and so on. So it's a win-win, absolutely, for them.
So are there any decisions to make in terms of which product they end up using, or there are many solutions out there, add-on solutions, like, for example, over in the inventory world, how does that tie in with the POS side, or does it at all?
Well, so the point of sale really is that third-party inventory solution.
Right.
So you would not really even need, like, a separate inventory package. The later versions now, the more recent versions of point of sale, also now you can connect with a web store. So many of these smaller guys, you know, retailers, are actually starting to dabble with selling on the web. May not be the majority of what they sell, but they want to maintain the inventory value and keep track of it within one place, which is the point of sale.
Sure.
And they can, you know, and they connect online.
So to clarify a little bit there, Leslie, you said that you wouldn't really need another inventory. In fact, you wouldn't really want another inventory.
Absolutely.
Because you've got to make a decision. Where am I going to do inventory? And that's one of the critical decisions that you need to make sure is appropriate before going down the path. And that is, and what we're talking about here is the QuickBooks point of sale product. Is that
Correct.
Product the right product for your inventory needs? And, you know, I think one thing that we're always careful of is we never say one size fits all, and it's never best and worst. And, you know, so it's something that I encourage all consultants to get very familiar with, exactly what it does do, what the reports you can get out of it or what you can't do, and make a list of them with each client. And don't just say, oh, well, I heard it's great, so go install.
Yeah. Yeah, there may be situations where if you've got very complex items that you sell, that, you know, the point of sale does handle, you know, assemblies and you know, allows you to build assemblies. But there may be instances where if you've got a very complex product that has a process to it before you sell it, even if you're selling it retail, that you may want to look and see if there's any limitations in what the point of sale can handle, you
right.
know, in terms of giving you your reporting and valuing the inventory correctly.
So that's, I guess that's where I was getting, where I wanted to lead you, because you really need to figure out whether the which is the biggest problem. Is it the POS or is it the inventory?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's a good way to think of it, Greg,
okay.
Because yeah, we get in trouble if we just assume that the POS is going to do the inventory, and then we're focused too much on implementing a POS and not enough on what are the inventory and reporting needs.
Well, and I think there's a flip side of that too. You go out and you have a POS problem, but you go out and solve it. So you take a really great inventory add-on. You know, you go out and solve your inventory problem, you know, 12 times over with a really great add-on, and then all of a sudden you realize, well, I can't do POS with this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've solved the wrong problem.
Yep.
That's what I see consultants getting themselves in trouble with, because
yep.
they only have one tool.
Yep. Which unfortunately goes all the way back to the consultant. I like to say the buck stops with the consultant. The consultant has to understand, and they not only have to understand the solutions in the market and how they work and where their limitations are and where their benefits and features are, but more importantly, they need to understand the client and the client need and the things that are important to one client, even in the same business, exact business type. Two different clients are different enough that, you know, there could be showstoppers just in terms of what the client wants to do with the management of their business.
Sure.
It would make me, you know, eliminate a solution. So. Yeah, that's a critical piece. It's always about the consultant, and this is why this show is really important to me. I want people to really focus on themselves and their education so that the result is successful. We have a lot of horror stories that we've heard about, you know, bad recommendations or bad installations or implementations, and it's all because the consultant didn't really think it through before they started.
Right. Can I also add another piece to that, Doug, because I think that's a great statement. Mm-hmm. It's also, though, as a consultant, understanding the capability and the commitment of that client.
Yeah.
Because I've absolutely seen, for as easy, you know, and turnkey in many ways as this solution is, if that business owner can't devote the time that they need to be sure that they learn it, that they enter their inventory correctly, that they, you know, set up their business process correctly, mm-hmm. it matters on the outcome.
You bet.
So I absolutely think part of our job is analyzing, you know, their capability and their commitment and recommending a solution that when you leave, you can have some confidence that they'll be able to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
So how often do you end up working, Leslie, with other consultants? I mean, somebody who's got kind of a what I would call a general consulting practice, and now all of a sudden they've got one of their clients needs to do a POS, and they want to bring you in. Is that a common thing?
Yeah, and so I would say here's where a lot of it's interesting how this has evolved. So a lot of our referrals are coming from IT consultants. So folks that are not necessarily tied into the accounting piece, but they've been, you know, hardware networking folks that have clients that, you know, now are interested in the point of sale. And also this, by the way, is the same for even QuickBooks. So we get probably on the point of sale side in terms of referrals from outside of, say, the QuickBooks, you know, world from local IT providers. In addition to some of the larger CPA firms that we now, so in our area, we're recognized as it for point of sale. You know, I was just on the phone this morning working with a CPA firm out of Chicago. So we've even got now referrals coming in from different parts of the country that we're becoming like the go-to solution providers for point of sale, and, you know, in the QuickBooks arena. So it's twofold, and it's a surprise for us, because if you had asked me even 5 years ago, you know, where most of our referrals would come from, never would have thought it would have been from folks that are totally outside of the accounting consulting world.
Yeah, that's a very nice find for us at the Sleater Group too, is to find out that a lot of our accounting practices that are most of our membership are getting a lot of their when they run out of gas, let me just say, with a client install of either QuickBooks or an add-on or whatever, it's often the IT piece that they need help with. So we're seeing cross-referral back and forth from IT and accounting practices all the time. And, you know, if you're a consultant and you're a great accountant, you should definitely make sure that if you don't learn it yourself, you have a good IT sort of partner. And again, I don't mean partner necessarily in your same business, but someone associated with you that you can call on to bring into your clients and make sure that piece of it gets done well.
Right, and that's actually a good takeaway, Doug, because for many of us that started off, again, on the accounting consulting side, the IT piece may not be the strong suit. But there's a lot of value, you know, to partnering with local IT providers, because really we're supporting the same types of small businesses. So there's definitely, you know, reason to do that. And so, you know, you may rely on them to help get a network set up so you can install point of sale or even install, for that matter, a multi-user installation of QuickBooks. But I think for those of us that have been in this game, if you will, for a while, the pool of referrals is getting larger and larger, and it's coming from places that traditionally, you know, we wouldn't have thought.
Right.
So let me throw out another thing here. We're talking specifically right now. We've been talking about the QuickBooks, the Intuit point of sale product. There are some other products out there, and very specifically, the Peachtree Group has what I know to be a pretty darn good product over there. Do you start when you look at these, Leslie, from the point of sale? You start from there and then work backwards, or do you start from the GL and work forward? What's the right way?
That's a great question. I'll tell you from my perspective, you know, we, and it's my perspective because of really where we sort of started off in the world, which was really supporting the QuickBooks user. So the GL is a critical part of the whole business operation. And so, you know, finding a solution that really makes it easy and seamless for that business owner to actually keep their GL updated. And this is, again, one person's perspective. It's an eye-opener. I'm actually not aware that Peachtree has come out with their own point-of-sale front end. So that's really interesting. Something that I'll definitely take a look at. But you have to sort of step back and look at the whole operation. And many of these retailers, it's a one- or two-person operation where folks are working real hard, wearing many hats, so that anything you can do to simplify, how they sell items and how they, you know, maintain their books and so on is really where it's at.
Because they're doing this bookkeeping nights and weekends.
They're
retailers the rest of the time.
They're doing it all.
Right.
Leslie, maybe you could comment a little bit on a product that I think you've run into in the market too, which is the AccuPause product. Have you looked at that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a Peachtree add-on.
Yeah, they do Peachtree and QuickBooks.
Right.
Add-on. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And so here's where that really fits in nicely, AccuPause, is because the AccuPause is really well designed for a food service application. Whereas, you know, and where you've got really the need for really fast throughput at the point of sale,
right,
because it's very much touchscreen. The graphics on that one are designed for touchscreen, and it's actually also built to support food service, a restaurant setting. Whereas, for example, QuickBooks point of sale is totally not built for that. AccuPause. The difference primarily with AccuPause and point of sale, again, we go back to the inventory. When you use AccuPause, the inventory function stays in QuickBooks Financial.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine that's the same with Peachtree. So the inventory continues to live in the general ledger. QuickBooks Point of Sale, when you use that with QuickBooks Financial, the inventory is now resides in the QuickBooks Point of Sale.
Right.
And
that's
so
much
there's
more
a,
featureful.
That's right. So, and again, this is where the consultant's expertise comes in. You have to look at the kind of inventory that you're tracking, the kind of services, you know, that you want to sell using the point of sale to make the decision on which is the better house, if you will, for that inventory, the best location.
Right. So, Doug, we and Leslie, we have successfully used up about 45 minutes of our 45-minute allotment. So I'm gonna ask you to kind of, you know, summarize and put this together. You know, if somebody's out there and they've got some clients that are in this, they need help. They need to go somewhere. You've got some products at the Sleater Group, and I think are you doing some special things at the user conference this year? Or?
Well, I could take part of that, and then Leslie actually can do some of this.
Okay.
It turns out that Leslie will be teaching a one-day seminar at our conference in November, on November 10th.
Okay.
In Phoenix. You can go to www.sleater.com and learn about that. And so she's done this now 2 years in a row. This will be her third year where she takes a whole day with mostly accounting and IT professionals and takes them through the product and takes them through the, you know, let's do a demo just to look at it, because a lot of these people haven't really even looked closely at it. But then all the way through to how do you implement the inventory, how do you make it synchronized with the GL, how should you deal with multiple store locations and deploying it across the organization. So it's a very in-depth day, and so we're going to be doing a lot of that kind of thing to help people get the education they need. The other thing is the Intuit site. If you're interested in looking closely at QuickBooks Point of Sale, you can certainly go to QuickBooks.com and then kind of follow the links over to the QuickBooks Point of Sale. The other thing is if you're in a part of the Intuit Professional Advisor Network, then you can go to accountant.intuit.com. And there are certification resources there. So, and it turns out Leslie was the author of some of these resources. And what that means is there's webinars you can take right there on demand on the website and learn about how, what to click, when to click, how to do it, how to install it, and then take a test to become certified. And like I said, this is not a dabbling business. This is get yourself educated and then go really focus on it. So those are some of the things that I would recommend someone do if they wanted to really get into this. And keep in mind, I really don't want you to dabble. You got to decide to focus. You know, go get the education and then make your decision. But don't try to go do one client every 6 months, because I don't think you're going to get good enough at it to succeed.
Sure.
Leslie, what do you think?
Yep, you know, I'll definitely reinforce that whole idea that you're going to get better at actually doing. And I know that I've talked sort of offline with many pro advisors who and consultants that are considering point of sale, and you can do a lot of book work, you can go through the certification courses, but you absolutely sort of have to immerse yourself and actually do installations. And one of the ways you can think about doing it is to try to partner with maybe you know, someone in your area that's actually doing it, or maybe someone outside of your area. You know, when folks go to your conference, Doug, there's a lot of great networking that goes on. You know, I've actually done some on you know, remote demos and having someone listen in on a remote demo I've done, or I'm sorry, demo work I've done on a point of sale system with another consultant that was interested in learning if this is really what they wanted to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, immersion is the only way to do it. Classes are great. When we're going to do our third annual point of sale session, and, you know, each year we get better and better at knowing what's really important, and we can sort of fold in a lot of the best practice type information. But yeah, you got to sort of want to do it and be willing to learn. Roll up your sleeves.
Well, Leslie, I want to thank you a lot for carving time out of your day and sharing with us. I've been visiting with Leslie Cappuccetti out in Boston, who's a member of Doug Sleater's Sleater Group. And as usual, my friend Doug Sleater. Doug, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
We're as we said earlier at the top of the show, we will be recording episode 9 on June 24th at 11 a.m. Central. Be sure to come over to TalkShoe and pop in and join us. And meanwhile, have a great month. Doug, thank you. Leslie, thank you. And this concludes episode 8 of Small Business Consulting to Go. Bye for now.
That wraps up this edition of Small Business Consulting to Go. Join Greg and Doug again next month for more insight and advice you can trust. This has been a podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting.